The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, أو you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
We are discussing and have been discussing for the past few weeks a passage from Surah Al-Furqan in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing the attributes of the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ibadur Rahman. And as I have echoed over these past few lectures, this is an important list, I believe, for us to gauge where we are in comparison to where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be. And we have discussed five characteristics already, the first one being humility, especially in how one walks and conducts themselves. The second being hilm, forbearance and sabr when we are faced with those who are ignorant and who attack us for based on their ignorance. The response is one of hilm and forbearance. The third is obedience to God, and in particular this obedience that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights is that of Salatul Layl. The fourth being fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they worry about how their akhirah will be, and this fear actually prompts them to act and to amass as much as possible in this world so that they can benefit in the hereafter. And then the fifth is that they are not wasteful. They don't do israf. And in particular, this lack of wastefulness is in how they spend. So what they purchase, what they acquire, they are not wasteful, extravagant, but they walk that middle path. Today we look at, inshallah, two more characteristics. The sixth characteristic is that they have this strong belief in the divinity and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse number 68, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخر, that when it comes to their obedience to Allah or their attachment to Allah, they do not invoke anyone to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, naturally, right, we are all believers here. So of course what Allah is describing here is a higher level of people who have belief. None of us would call upon a God other than God, right? None of us would create partnership in that way. But oftentimes it's not about what one says, right? It's about the condition of that human being, the hal of that human being. And so, for example, if I have my hopes in something other than God, I am associating a partner with God, right? And there are layers to this, where our hope and our trust should be in God while utilizing the causational effect system that God has put into place. But our trust needs to be with God. And so if I have my hope in my wealth to bring me success, if I have hope in something else to bring me success, all those are describing or are displaying one's calling to something else other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what God is talking about. He's not talking about kufr here. We're not even talking about iman. We're talking about a higher level here. So naturally we're not talking about associating a partner to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we see that the faith of these servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is solid, right? Where not only do they believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the belief produces action which is consistent with that belief. And this is something we've always talked about, that when I say that I believe in God, then my actions should be in line with that belief. If I say I believe in death, then my actions should be like I am planning for my death. If my belief is in akhirah, then I should be worried about what I am sending forward. There can't be duplicity where on one hand I claim to believe in God and then right away I sin. There can't be that type of duplicitousness, right? That hypocrisy that sometimes exists within individuals. Here we have a belief structure and then our actions back up that belief. And when we can do that, man, that's powerful. That's displaying my commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, there's a really beautiful hadith that I read yesterday where our sixth imam, As-Sadiq alayhi afdalu salatu wa salam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad, where he says that worship Allah like you see Him. The first part is familiar to us. It says worship God as if you see Him. And if you do not see Him, then knows that He sees you. Right? But then he adds something very beautiful after that. He says that if one imagines that God does not see them, then they have done kufr. فَقَدْ كَفَرْتَ. Naturally, if we imagine even for one second that God is not witnessing me, God is not watching me, then I am not believing in God, right? And so that part is, of course, accepted by us. We all realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. But then he says something really beautiful. He says, but if you imagine that God sees you, and yet you act counter to what God wants from you, then you have belittled the position of Allah. Then you have made God the least worthiest of people that you acknowledge. Beautiful, yeah? I am paraphrasing what he said, but it's beautiful. What does that mean, right? That means if I know that God is watching, and yet I don't care that He is watching, I am telling God what I really think of Him. Powerful, yeah? Powerful, absolutely powerful. And so we have to have that recognition that God is watching and God is aware. And so if God is watching and God is aware, then my actions should be sublime, right? There is no individual that would act the same way that they do in their depraved state, no matter what that state is, if someone else is watching. They would shape up a little bit. But if we have that mindset that God is watching at all times and that remembrance, then naturally my actions would be very different. You know what I mean? I think one of the things that we have to take or we have to understand and accept is that most of us, majority of us, believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we were raised that way, right? So from the time that we were children, we were told to believe in God. Our parents taught us, the madrasa taught us, the mosque taught us. And so we grow up believing in God. And then what happens is that life throws a tremendous amount of challenges our way. Our desires begin to kick in, obstacles begin to come in our way, our own personal preferences begin to dominate. And now we are faced with this conundrum, this dilemma between what I want and what God wants. This is something that every single human being goes through in their life. Everyone goes through that. And that's why it's so crucial that not only do we have this faith and belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we strengthen our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, what I'm going to talk about next is something I've talked about all the time. And as long as I'm here, I'm going to keep talking about it because it's that crucial to our success. And that is the strengthening of our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to constantly improve our connection to God because clearly there is, if we are honest with ourselves, there is some form of deficiency in that connection. If there wasn't, we would be the Ibadur Rahman already. We would be the servants of the Merciful already. But if we can be honest with ourselves, we will see us struggling sometimes. Why? It goes back to this root. And so we have to strengthen our faith.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم
شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.